In this episode, I want to talk to you about proving results from video marketing.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! Oh my God, it is so great. I'm back in the office. For those that don't know, I've been traveling like a crazy man. I did like a three-week stretch where I did 3 nights at home in 3 weeks, and fortunately, my wife got to do some traveling with me, but things are getting a little bit crazy around here in the Wirebuzz offices because we have just reached next level status. There's a lot of things that I just can't talk about yet. If you've been watching my feed, you're probably getting an idea, and that idea would pretty much be close to spot on, but what I'd like you to do is just pump that up one extra, two extra, three extra levels. And that's what's really going on. Amazing big stuff. We're going to be releasing it when time permits and the agreements are all finalized, but I can't wait to tell you. I've actually wanted to do a Facebook Live a couple weeks ago and break it for you, but the paperwork just wasn't done. But in this episode, I want to talk to you about the results. I want to talk to you about how to create results with your videos and how those results present new opportunities that you can take advantage of for your business or your thought leadership. In fact, you may remember way, way back in a past episode we had on Video Marketing Mastery, two people that have been very impactful in my career. I'm going to do a little bit of a rehash for you, and I'm going to talk with you about that. And the reason I want to do that is I think it's a great opportunity for you to learn from what we're doing and then replicate it. Now, the first thing you might remember is we started a breast cancer awareness campaign years ago. It went crazy viral. And way back in episode 157, wirebuzz.com/157 is where you can listen to that episode. I talked with Dr. Jay Harness, a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. And Dr. Harness, I shared with you how we created this huge campaign that went viral, but I was in an event with Dr. Harness at the American Society of Breast Surgeons conference, and he texted me and said, "You need to talk with Dr. John Williams. He needs our help." So anyway, I reached out to Dr. Williams, who was walking around the conference somewhere, and he told me, he said, "Todd, I want to start a breast cancer school for patients. So when they get diagnosed, we prescribe them not only what the next steps are or the next text or what their procedure and recovery is going to be like, but we also prescribe them a course that they go through so they know what all the expectations and all the terms are like." And I thought, man, that is genius. So I invited Dr. Williams out to Arizona for training. And he came out for 3 days. And he did that twice, because the second time he came back, he was more advanced. And in each of those trainings, we taught him how to structure his videos, how to film them. We showed him how to set up his camera and his lighting, how to edit, how to use music and thumbnails to make those videos more compelling, and how to optimize his YouTube channel, and you get it. We taught him a lot. That's why he had to come back twice. And then Dr. Williams went back and executed like a rock star that knows how to follow directions. And he created, I don't know, maybe 50 videos. They've gone gangbuster viral. We won an award about 6 months ago, where Dr. Williams' videos were holding people off of an ad, off of a Facebook or a YouTube ad, were holding people on average for 8 friggin' minutes, which meant he hit the bullseye in the center, and they stuck with the story, and everybody who thinks that shorter videos are better missed the whole big example of how Dr. Williams was hyper-relevant to patients, moved them through a buyer's journey or a customer journey or a patient journey, and before you knew it, amazing things happened. Well, it doesn't get any more amazing than this. Look, we're talking about results from video marketing. I don't know if people's results are any more amazing than Dr. John Williams, a rural breast surgeon from Northern Virginia. I say rural because all the big breast surgeons, they all know me. They know Wirebuzz. In fact, just over the weekend, we were interviewing in Nashville with one of the best known breast cancer experts in the world. And none of us knew of Dr. Williams. Not to slight Dr. Williams, but he wasn't in the known universe of rock stars in the breast cancer space. Then he launched his website and he put up his videos and started engaging patients. Now, 2 years later, Dr. Williams, with the Breast Cancer School for Patients, created such a big impact that the White House last week nominated him as the chairperson of the White House Committee Against Cancer. Like, how cool is that? And because I advised him along the way, I was in that very small group of trusted advisors that John Williams approached when he wasn't sure if the political climate would be appropriate for him to be going after a position like this. And here's what we came to, and I know you would come to this also. We came to the conclusion that it doesn't matter what political landscape we're in. Doesn't matter if it's a big R against a big D, or there's animosity about the White House right now. If you are against cancer, which we are, you should be willing to stand up and fight against cancer, regardless of who's in the White House, if it's your turkey or somebody else's turkey. And so John Williams went and took that advice and just got nominated, just got appointed. And thank God for that. A very level head that's not into ego, that wants to lift up patients and have them have longer lives. That is an immediate 2-year success story from the power of video marketing. Now, you've already known about a client who came out. I got another story for you. This is all results focused, because we wouldn't do this if this was for vanity. And then we've got another one. This one might be my favorite. By the way, I think I've got a huge speech coming up. Huge. I mean, in front of thousands upon thousands of business owners. You'll get more of that later. But Dr. Williams will be somebody who will be there, and I will call him out and have him stand up so the room can acknowledge his work on behalf of patients and the power of video. The next person that'll stand up when I give that speech is a client that is, I'm trying to be vague, because if I give you too much, then you'll know who these people are, and I'd prefer not to give out their story this way. So I need to be vague so you can kind of follow along without connecting the dots. Cool? So this next story was approached to me a year before I met Dr. Williams, so 3 years ago, and they are a $5 billion company, and they noticed that they were getting their backside kicked by a young startup, a David, that was crushing Goliath. Goliath approached us and asked us if we could do the same for them. And because we're an equal opportunity company, we of course helped Goliath. And we brought out their national sales director, who has 200 salespeople all over the US, big company. And we trained this national sales director about how to use video to close deals at faster rates. She came out for a week. She actually said, I've been in this company for almost 20 years. They won't give me a promotion because I don't understand marketing. I've never had a marketing job. And if I want to get a marketing job so I can get elevated at this company, I've actually got to leave the company in order to get that job. Can I just hire you and come out for a week on my vacation and learn from you and Marcus and the rest of the team? So we trained her. We got her ready. We quizzed her. We certified her at the end, and we awarded her a trophy a foot tall made of glass with etchings in it that said, and I'll go off the top of my head, so you know this isn't wordsmith, but to so-and-so, certified in marketing, sales, and events revenue generation, and this plaque was designed to go on her desk. She went back to her office, called me a couple weeks later and said, our head of marketing needs to be trained. Can I send her back? So then she came with the head of marketing. We trained the head of marketing. Then the head of marketing called and said, hey, whoa, our head of digital could really benefit some video marketing training. So then the head of digital arrived. And then a couple weeks later, Marcus and I and a few other members of the team, including my wife, Wendy, we went up to this client's office and we trained the rest of their marketing team. Now, I got a message. I'm going to look at it right now on my computer. But this message is where all the good things happen because you get to hear about the results. Hey, Todd, I'm at our annual sales end of year meeting. There are 1,300 people here right now. Best year in 14 years, our CEO stood up and said, quote, never in my 35 years have I seen a turnaround in this period of time. And to this magnitude, you have left me in awe. She went on to say, thank you. You won't believe this. You won't believe the trends. It's a Harvard Business Review case study, Todd. Thank you so much for your mentoring and your friendship. Now, what happens next is that company asked me if their best salesperson could come out here for a week of training, 2 days of training, which I booked today. Boom. And he's going to come out here and I'm going to train him on the next step, which is how one individual salesperson, one of their best salespeople, uses video and their mobile device to better engage, better convince and convert their prospects or their prospects say yes faster, right? So that's booked. That person's going to come here. If I can get a 10% or a 20% lift out of them in a quarter or in 6 months, we're then going to go out and train the 200 salespeople. Because that 10% and 20% magnified across 200 salespeople is a frigging parade that gets thrown in the honor of the big decision maker who I told you earlier was the national sales director for this $5 billion company. But in a moment, you're going to hear the rest of the story because she doesn't have that job anymore. Remember, I told you that she couldn't get promoted, right? Because she didn't have a marketing background. Now, because of this amazing success, she's now the big boss of the company. Boom. That is the power of video marketing, doing it the right way. And I want to talk to you just about results. If we can think about the results, if we can focus in on what it is that makes people say yes, and we can replicate that, we can get people to buy at will. Speaking of will, I want to talk to you about Glenn Hughes. Glenn is a video and multimedia producer at Gordian. Gordian is a company that has mastered the art of using software as a service inside of the construction business. They turn facility performance data into an action plan. You don't really need to know about Gordian to know the value of this episode. So sit back, listen to my interview right now with Glenn Hughes. Learn how Gordian is using video to get better results. All right, so I'm joined right now by Glenn Hughes. He's a video producer for Gordian. Glenn, welcome to the Toddcast.
Thanks, Todd. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, it's great to meet you. You know, Gordian made a splash in the video marketing world by showing up inside of Vidyard's 2019 benchmark report on the state of video marketing. In just 6 months, Gordian used video to generate $20 million in pipeline and $6 million in closed revenue. So what we're going to do, guys, for everybody listening, is we're going to talk about Gordian. We're going to talk about the video strategy. We're going to talk about how they're using video. Glenn's going to talk to us about how they're shooting and telling these stories. And I may ask a couple of nerdy questions like what software are you using, what cameras, because I'm a gearhead and I want to know these things. But what we are going to do is we're going to break down this so you can figure out a way to do it for your own business. Glenn, does that sound reasonable?
That sounds fantastic, Todd.
All right, let's do this. So what is Gordian's underlying content and video strategy? What is that? First, let's start off with the goal. What is the goal?
Well, the goal obviously is sales, right? I mean, if the sales department doesn't make sales, none of us walk home with a paycheck. But marketing strategy, I think, more is to produce MQLs. It's not our only goal, but we're really trying to pass our leads to sales and letting them close the deals. So we're working, we're doing full funnel strategies throughout all of our campaigns, whether it's video, whether it's, you know, the website, social, whatever. So you got awareness down to decision stage. And we came up with a strategy that I think a lot of people are doing now, but maybe they don't put it in these words, which is we are trying to think like a media company. Not thinking like a traditional marketing company, but thinking like a media company. Thinking about what would we say, what kind of content would we produce if we weren't trying to sell anything?
Beautiful.
So it's all about educating your customers and giving them useful information that they can take and apply to their day-to-day business. So we kind of feel like, you know, it's thought leadership, as we all say.
And right.
I mean, why are you guys do it great? Tyler Lessard is like, Tyler Lessard. I mean, I don't know how you and he both do it. Every day you guys are producing something that I can take away in my job and use every single day.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that we're doing the same thing for our customers as well.
Yep. I look at myself, I have a fountain that I drive by on my way home, and I make eye contact with that fountain because it's in the front of a resort and it is overflowing with water constantly. And I just look at myself as I want to be a fountain of information for those that are in my sphere of influence, and I want to be a persistent flow of valuable resources for them. And so every day I'm just trying to think about how can I enrich that audience, right? And it sounds like you guys are doing it, but the guiding principle for everybody that's listening right now is at Gordian, they're not being salesy, they're being helpful. And in that context, you never really have to go in and ask for the sale. And by putting up content regularly, what you are doing is becoming a top of mind marketer. So the next time somebody says that they're building and they're in the construction business, the people that are watching Glenn's video should instantly think of Gordian. And this is what happens with Todd Hartley or Wirebuzz or other people that are video creators that know how to do this right. And the same is true for businesses like Glenn's that are using it. Glenn, you've got awareness, consideration, and decision stage content. Do you have separate content for each stage, or sometimes do they bleed into the next one?
Well, it really depends, Todd. I mean, sometimes in our marketing department, we have full funnel campaigns, and they can last for months, right? They start with, you know, an email chain, or, you know, we get your name from somewhere and it's on our email list. And then we have a nurturing campaign where we're nurturing that along, and we may feed them video at one point. We may feed them PDFs at one point. Okay. We may have a social strategy at one point. And then we also have things that maybe are part of a campaign or maybe independent of a campaign. So that might be, for instance, a video. Something that we're trying to do with video is the full funnel strategy with video alone. It may be tied to other content, but people consume content in different ways.
Right.
Some people like to read. Some people like to download a PDF. Some people like to listen to a podcast. Some people like to watch video. So we try to provide them those full funnel assets for each stage of the funnel in different forms. Again, tied together, but we're getting more and more where I'm putting videos together, and I've realized that the visuals aren't as important a lot of times as what people are saying. Mm-hmm. You have to have the videos to engage people and get them excited to watch it, but we're now doing audio versions of a lot of our videos. So if you want to listen to it in the car, you want to listen to it at the gym, you know, whatever, here, watch the video or click here and download the audio and listen to it.
Right.
I listen to you at the gym almost every day.
Boom. You know? I love that. By the way, I listen to podcasts at the gym. I'm a nerd for it. But what I like about it is I can be growing my brain and exercising at the same time, which allows me to speed up, right? It's like there's no wasted time. And I appreciate that very much. So, but by the way, thank you for listening. I'm flattered, and I love seeing it play out, the lessons that you're learning in projects that you're doing. What are the types of videos? Like, are you doing overview videos and testimonials, frequently asked question videos? Like, what are you typically doing to support the sales process?
We are doing everything. So I'll just give you an example. Not a specific example, I could, but I'll give you an example. So at the top of the funnel, we may have an animated teaser. We're doing less and less of those because we're changing our approach to the type of content that we produce. We're trying to be more human. We're trying to be more candid. Less produced. So animated teasers still have their place. They're not my favorite things to work on. They're not my favorite things to produce, but we still do them occasionally. At any rate, we'll do a very short, maybe 60-second animated teaser or live action teaser at the top of the funnel. That'll end up on YouTube. I'll do a different version for LinkedIn, a different version for Facebook, for Instagram, for Twitter. And that usually is driving traffic to other content. So again, if we're doing a full funnel video strategy, it's going to take you to another video. Now that video will be a little bit more in depth, maybe 90 seconds, 2 minutes tops. And then we will drive people from that video to maybe a series of progressively longer videos that are more towards the bottom of the funnel. That content will be gated. And so that's how we get, you know, people, that's how we get people on our list.
Okay, so typically, and I know that when I say typically, that doesn't mean in every case. I say that because I'm married to an exactor and I'm an averager and I have to clarify these things or I get myself into trouble. So typically, the top of your funnel, those are shorter videos. These are your awareness.
Yes.
And as somebody goes further into your funnel, you follow the philosophy that you've earned the right to keep them there longer and to provide them more information and value. And in doing so, some of those are put behind a turnstile or an email gate or something where they give you a little bit of information, you give them the rest of it. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that we have a marketing operations department. So they're the guys who are behind the scenes running Marketo and running Salesforce and looking at the analytics and Vidyard, marrying that all together. And I know that I see a lot of people watching top of the funnel awareness videos who are already in our funnel. Now, I can't say whether we continue to require them to gate or not, because we know as soon as they've watched the video, they're already a known entity, right? So I don't think that you have to gate everything, you know, that's bottom of the funnel content. If you already know who's watching it and they're already in your system, right?
So let me spend a few moments, if I could, Glenn, for people that are saying, well, Glenn, how would I know if they were already in my system or not? And how would somebody get into my system? Let me just flesh that out for people that are following but are struggling to follow all the way. So the first thing to take into consideration is your company may already have an existing email list of people you're servicing. You already know who they are. Your company could have a white paper or some type of a content offer, an irresistible offer that people need to get into and they're willing to exchange a little bit of information like their first name and their email. And those people are in your database. Your company may have done a live event, or it may have hosted a webinar, or it may have been at a conference and people came up to the booth. In all of those scenarios, you ask for either a badge scan or somebody to opt in. And then when you send them follow-up information, the email and the CRM connect that person's device to that name profile inside of their lead level data in the CRM. And before you know it, they've all been connected up. So if somebody gets your email and they're in your database, they don't have to log in. They can go in and look at that content. But on the back end, smart marketers like me or Glenn possibly are tracking to see who's watching the most videos. And the people that are watching the longest amount of time are ones that we prioritize as leads that should be followed up with by a human. And people that are barely watching, in many cases, get followed up by marketing automation. So that's kind of the context there. And when people then say, well, we don't have anybody in our database, then there are different tactics to get people into that database. So one of the ways that Wirebuzz does it is we have like an ROI mini course where you learn my secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate ROI. And in those cases, people get into the database. And then from that point forward, we know who they are and we can market to them. Does that pretty much cover it, Glenn?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would add to that too. I would say that, you know, you mentioned that once they're in your system, you can see, you can track who's watching the most videos, how long they've watched for, et cetera. But in the full funnel strategy, it's really important because you're not only looking at, you know, Todd. We know that Todd has watched this video. I'm not only concerned that Todd watched this video, and this video, or that he watched this video to completion. I'm concerned of whether Todd watched the awareness video. Not as important, but then did he watch each of the progressive videos that were aimed at a different level of the funnel?
Yep.
And we score those people, right? We score them in Marketo, we score them in Salesforce, I believe so. I'm not in the operations department, yeah. But I believe that's the way they do it. And so you can imagine we have known entity one who watched the awareness video and then watched the first video, and maybe he came through the gate and watched the third one, something like that. Maybe we have five videos. But you can imagine the score of somebody who's watched all five videos, right? So maybe user A has watched two of the five videos to completion. And user B has not watched any of them to completion. He's only watched 50% of the videos, but he's watched all five of them. Maybe he doesn't need to watch it all the way to completion to get the gist of it, right? To know that he wants to watch the next one. So you can imagine what the lead score is on that person. You know, if we find someone who's watched all five videos, who's come through that gate, who's given us their information, they've watched that bottom of the funnel video, they're going to get contacted by sales.
Okay, let me just take this whole concept away from video for a moment. Let me take it into a real-world example. Let's say Glenn and I and our friends, we all go to a winery. Sounds like fun, doesn't it, Glenn? Get out of the heat, and we go somewhere like Napa Valley, and we walk into a winery, and we've got they've given us some tasting, and first one we swirl and we smell is a very light white, and we liked it. That's like our introduction, right? We like it. Then we go on to our second glass of wine, and we go through all five wines. If we were being tracked by how many of those we tried, if you tried all five, there's a good chance that this company, if they're paying attention, could sell us a wine case of the month, where we get two of each of those every month sent to us. The automated process is you start to see that people are going through your information. They've experienced what you're teaching them, and now they become customers. And what Glenn is doing with Gordian, or what I'm doing with my clients, is we're creating these paths that people go through as they collect information. As they collect information, we track them. We prioritize who to follow up with, and then we close deals at faster rates. And so what are some of the, like, I know that Gordian had a huge success. I actually use this slide where I mentioned it earlier. I use it in my keynote speech. Gordian used video to generate $20 million in pipeline and $6 million in closed revenue. That's pretty awesome. That tells people that you're successfully able to convince and convert people using video. How long of a period of time? Do you know this study that I ran into?
Well, that number that you just, those numbers that you just threw out, they're actually pretty old. They're probably a year old. Mm-hmm. So the numbers are hopefully better now.
Right. That's why we pray.
But something that I would add to that, Todd, is vanity metrics that so many people don't understand why we even call them vanity metrics, like clicks and views. You know, that's really important. The reason I bring this up is because in our company, our products, particularly job order contracting, for instance, which is what that series that you mentioned was dealing with, Job Order Contracting 101, it's a contractual-based product, a contract that goes over several years, and many of our clients are cities, states, universities, healthcare systems, government agencies. Mm-hmm. So $20 million in pipeline doesn't necessarily mean 20,000 sales, You know, it could be just a couple of sales. I honestly don't know how many sales it was. But the point is that in that case, it's not about views. You know, I mean, the people that purchase our services and will pay, you know, for a long-term contract with us and put jobs through our system, there aren't that many of them out there in the world. You know, they're procurement officers, they're COOs, you know, things like that. And so if I were to put a video out there and see that it had 50,000 views in a month, that would be exciting. That's a vanity metric because it would make me feel really good. I can promise you there weren't 50,000 of our potential customers watching that video. Mm-hmm. It became a viral video for something, and that's not really closing a sale. That's right. Closing a deal.
Yep.
So that's where the tracking and lead scoring really comes important, because I want to know not how many people watched it, but which of our potential customers have watched it.
And for people that want to get a hold of Glenn Hughes, Glenn, where do people find you?
They can find me at g.hughes, that's H-U-G-H-E-S, at gordian.com, G-O-R-D-I-A-N.
Perfect. You can also find him on LinkedIn. That's where we chatted up. And Glenn, this was great. I've been rooting for you guys. I saw what you've been doing. I know you guys are on the forefront and you're leading with video, which is also helping you get really great results. For anybody that would like to figure out how to select the right topics for your business, well, we created a topic selection worksheet that you can get access to at wirebuzz.com/topics, and it'll walk you through all the topics that you need in order to make videos that are profitable for your business. And on behalf of Glenn Hughes at Gordian and myself, Todd Hartley, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Glenn, until next time, my friend, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day.
Yeah, fun having you. And Glenn, anytime you get some cool information, please let me know, okay?
I will. Thanks.
Beautiful. I'd love to have you back on the podcast next time. Take care, my friend.
Great. Thank you, Todd.
All right, so cool to hear Glenn on the episode. Glenn and I have been talking. We've been staying up to speed as his progress has been building. It's just so cool to watch this rapid adoption of video permeate itself across business in general. You may remember months ago I told you this tool, video marketing, this isn't a vanity tool, right? This isn't about like people who create videos to help make a website more interesting. Video is the most powerful tool on the internet. It is the most powerful tool in business. And if you know how to generate ROI, if you know how to move people through a buyer's journey, you aren't a video creator. You're actually the most valuable trusted advisor for billion-dollar companies and startups. And that's what we are as video marketing masters. Now, I shared with you inside of the Wirebuzz Insider community, and if you aren't a member, you should go right now on Facebook. Go to Wirebuzz Insider community in the search bar. Ask politely to gain admission, and we will let you in. But I teased you that I can't share some of these epic stories, like how a rural doctor became a national guru. I teased in the past that I wasn't able to tell you, but now you know how that rural doctor became a national guru. Another topic on this list, fastest sales transformation in 35 years. I just revealed that story that I teased inside of the community. Work-life balance, lessons learned, money lost is coming up. Also, Firewalker, mastery, awaken my giant, and some next level shiznazzle is coming up. And I'll make sure to tell you when I can. But until then, anytime you've got to bring somebody through a buying decision, you want to make it as easy as possible. Why? Because your prospects will not burn any mental calories to learn about your product or service. Candidly, they kind of hate your product and service. They actually hate anything that's going to be too hard for them to figure out. So if you want to be great, like if you want to start creating case studies where people end up in the White House or the big boss chair, then you need to be using video to move people through a logical thought sequence. I can look at it like transferring the information with a spoonful of sugar, which makes the medicine go down in the most delightful ways. Video is that tool. So coming up, we've got a lot of big news still to give that we aren't allowed to release yet. Stay tuned. It's all going to be really good stuff. And I'm going to keep you up to speed as I do this training. In fact, I think one of my next episodes is going to be about training a salesperson to pump up the jam on their results. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime and in between time in the Wirebuzz Insider community, anytime there's breaking news in the video marketing, the digital marketing space, we are going to tee off on that. We're going to look for your feedback. We're going to help give guidance along the way. And if there's topics that you think we should be teeing off on, put them in the Insider community. We will make sure that they get elevated to a discussion with the team about what ends up in a future podcast episode. And if you're trying to figure out, like maybe you're saying, like, this is kind of difficult. I mean, how do I select the right topics for my business? If you're struggling with that, you're not alone. Most of us are, until it becomes natural, until you understand the framework. But that framework is available to you. Just out of the goodness of our hearts. It's at wirebuzz.com/topics. It's actually a topic selection worksheet that helps you narrow down the topics that are most profitable for your business. Wirebuzz.com/topics is where you can find that. And if you want to figure out how your business generates ROI, three letters, that means a whole hell of a lot inside of the business world. I created a 5-part web-based mini course with the team here at Wirebuzz, and we broke down our secrets to share with you so you can use them to get better results. Now, I will tell you that I just got an email from, I'm going to give you just a first name, from Grant. Grant went through the mini course and he wrote me this morning, 17 hours ago. Todd, thank you for sharing this great information. It was great meeting you, and you've lit a fire in me that I can't even explain and can't thank you enough for. All the best. That topic selection worksheet, in combination with the ROI mini course, will turn you into a video marketing master. So where do you get that mini course? You go to wirebuzz.com/ROI, three letters. It'll change your career. They will throw a parade in your honor when you start to put these big dots together. And I will continue to do my job, taking my business to the next level, elevating my clients and my followers to the next level. If you aren't following me on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to elevate your game. And speaking of game, leading up until January, I will be speaking all over the U.S. Stay tuned. I'll be releasing some of those dates, and I'll look forward to getting into a room where I can talk with you, hear about your business, and help lift that up to the next level. I know for a fact, September 12th, Las Vegas. It's not my next one. It just happens to be the one that I'm booking travel for today. And if you happen to be in Vegas during that time, hit me up. I'll be speaking at iSpa. iSpa is the largest executive conference for spa directors. Think about the nicest spas in the world. They all come together once a year to learn. And I'm in the process right now of interviewing spa directors all over the Scottsdale area. This is like the Mecca of spas, about how they go about their business. Because between you and me, and if you've been following this long enough, it should be pretty easy for you to pull my secrets over into any industry. But we're right now in the process of revolutionizing the way spas teach their products and services, all designed to get more yeses from their guests. On behalf of the Wirebuzz team, we wish you continued prosperity, and we hope that this episode teaches you about proving out results. This is the last thing I should probably say right here. You're only going to be able to determine the results if you connect some of the big dots. Yes, I gave you some of those with the mini course and the online certification, how to create the right topics for your business. But those are some of the dots. The most important will come from how you connect your video player on your website, which should not be YouTube, and In most cases, I recommend Wistia or Vidyard, depending on the type of business and what you're trying to accomplish. And I recommend connecting that video player to your CRM, your customer relationship management software, to your email client, because this is where the rubber meets the road. So if, let's say, one of your prospects named Brandon comes into your website and goes through the page and watches the video, you should be able to see inside of your CRM that Brandon crushed 98% of this video, and you should have that CRM talk to the video player and the email client, because you want to make sure that when Brandon goes through that video, the email gets sent to your sales rep that lets them know that Brandon is demonstrating the interest of a buyer. And in most times in our lives, when people are interested, we don't know about it. Imagine all of the growth and acceleration your business would have, or your client's business would have, if you were tracking interest. Now, if you're single and you had a tool like this, or guys, if you're married and you could go back to when you were single, think about walking into a bar and talking to the 15 girls that you talked to on Friday night. You don't know which one of them are interested. Maybe none of them are interested. In fact, you went home, you're a little bummed out. You're like, this was a kind of a wasted night. My bar tab was stupid, nothing coming from it. But if you could go back and then start looking to see, of all the 15 girls that you talked with, who were the 7 that were really interested, that would be a valuable tool, right? This is the same thing about how businesses use the power of video to track all of their leads, to determine covertly who amongst all these people that we're servicing or we're trying to get over to the next stage, who's showing interest. Those are the people you follow up with. That's where the money is, and that's how you start people inside your office discussing, planning, and building out a parade in your honor. You connect the dots. You connect the video player with the CRM to the email client, to the sales rep, and then everybody prioritizes crushing deals in less time. You will always get people to learn faster through video than through text. It's the reason why the day before your book report was due, you ran over to the video store back in the day, or you downloaded it now, and you watched Grapes of Wrath and you wrote the book report out of the movie, because you'll get there faster watching the movie. People do that in business, provide it for them, and they will buy más rápido. On behalf of the Wirebuzz team, we're just rooting for you guys. We don't even care if you're in the same industry. We just want to create a world where people are more successful. If you're in our industry, good luck keeping up. We love competition that much. If you're looking for video for your business, of course, there's only one logical choice. Reach out to us. We'd be happy to service you. And on behalf of the rest of the Wirebuzz team, peace.